Just as the EU28 prepare to vote in the Euro elections this week, the Austrian government is collapsing and facing an early election. I've been talking to Politico's Ryan Heath for more.
Well, it all started with a video that was leaked last Friday as everyone was heading home from the office, and it showed the leader of the far-right Freedom Party essentially willing to do a corrupt deal with what he thought was a Russian businesswoman who was going to give him favourable coverage in an election campaign. And so that has just led to a crisis at the heart of the government. It led to the minister resigning. It led to another minister being fired. And it's led to the Freedom Party losing 5% support in the polls. But that still means one in five voters are planning to go out and vote for them regardless of this scandal.
So what impact is all of this going to have on the European elections in Austria? And what impact will that then have on Austria's influence in the parliament and the new commission and all the to-ing and fro-ing that's going to be around that?
I think it really will solidify the core voters for this party. They will think it's a conspiracy theory against the Freedom Party by other unnamed elites or intelligence services, because it's unclear where this video came from and who has staged this elaborate operation. But at the same time, it will cause other people to question whether the party has gone too far, and it's going to suck up a lot of the oxygen that other nationalist leaders like Matteo Salvini or Marine Le Pen would be able to capitalize on in this last week of the election campaign. So I think it does hurt Austria's image overall, and it is a bit of a neutralizer for some of these nationalist parties across Europe.
But in terms of that proposition from the far right and the impact it'll have on these European elections, President Trump's former campaign advisor Steve Bannon is in Paris. He says the one to watch, the contest to watch that will really be significant for the future of Europe, that one's in France.
Well, yes, and that's because Marine Le Pen might be able to finish first again. But Steve Bannon, he comes at this from a very unusual angle. He doesn't really have a job at the moment, and he has a bit of behind-the-scenes influence with a lot of these parties, but he's not actually being a campaign manager directly for any of them. So I think that he has an interest in personally agitating around this, but I'm not sure he's got a full insight into what's going on across Europe. But what we do see across Europe is that in virtually every country now, except for really Ireland and Portugal, in all of those countries, what you have is a very substantial nationalist vote or set of populist parties operating. Mm-hmm. So that's really solidified now in all of those electorates. It's not just France or the Netherlands now. They're in government in Poland, in Italy, in Hungary, and you're seeing them start to make fairly solid inroads in a lot of different electorates. And so probably one in every three members that are returned to this parliament over the weekend, they're going to be ones that you can count as Eurosceptic by some measure.
And it's interesting, isn't it? That theme was picked up by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel in a major speech she made in relation to these elections this week, where she attacked nationalism as the enemy of patriotism and the EU, and again spoke about the importance of this vote this weekend for the European project.
Yes, he did that in Croatia in front of a crowd of about 6,000. And then the question we have to ask ourselves there is, has she been clever and canny in waiting until that moment before the election when people are paying attention? So maybe she's capitalized on people's attention and it will have an impact. But also equally likely, she hasn't really lifted her finger very often in this election campaign. And we might wonder whether it's too little too late in terms of trying to influence either her own voters in Germany or having that kind of convening, stabilizing role she's so famous for across Europe.
Talk to us about the process of voting, because we will be voting on Friday, but the voting begins in some countries on Thursday, and when we get the results.
Yes. So the UK and the Netherlands will vote on Thursday. Yourselves vote on Friday. And most of the countries vote on Sunday. So we're not really going to have any indication of what's actually happened with actual votes until at least 6 or 7 p.m. on Sunday night. And probably you'll be waiting until 10 p.m. Irish time to get a clear picture of how the voting has occurred. Every country operates the election according to their own national rules. So it's a bit chaotic in terms of how all that information comes in, how you compare apples with apples instead of apples with oranges and so on. But if we look at the opinion polls that have been taking place across Europe, and we do run a poll of polls service at Politico, it's a reasonably stable set of numbers. So we know the Eurosceptics overall are going to grow and do well, but they're very divided. We know the two big parties, the party of Leo Varadkar, the European People's Party, and then the Socialists, we know that they're going to lose their majority for the first time. So the exact numbers, we're not going to know until close to midnight on Sunday. But we do know the trends, and that is that it's going to be a very fragmented parliament.
And that was Ryan Heath, the political editor of Politico Europe.